In this letter of Peter, we've been learning about with a life as a Christian comes suffering, but glory follows. And in these verses, Peter applies that to leaders and those they lead. Leaders should take an attitude of service because we're willing, not because we must. And humility, being examples to others. But if we do this, in verse 4, we're told we will receive a crown of glory. Peter goes on to say that as church members, we should submit to one another, keep others in check, watch out for each other. And as Janet said, Chris is going to be speaking a bit more on this passage next week. Now, the next verse in this passage from this morning really caught my attention. God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. Pride repels God's grace, but humility attracts it. God looks for every opportunity to fill us with his grace, but he won't do it if we're proud. So we need to humble ourselves and show our inadequacies. We all have problems, small problems, big problems. But if I think about all my problems, they all have one thing in common, and that's me. Now, some of you may know I spend quite a bit of time in London as my husband works there. But we're based in Bristol, but that's another story. And we have a small flat in London, and my neighbour below has mentioned a couple of times that we're too noisy and eventually wrote and complained to our management company. Now, if you've ever lived in a block of flats, you'll know that more often than not, a management company is employed to oversee the running of things, mainly communal things. Well, when I got this letter, I thought, this is absolute nonsense. This guy's an idiot. I'm not noisy. What's he doing? So, being very irritable and very annoyed at the situation, I attempted my response. It wasn't pleasant. So I sat back and had a bit of a think. I'm not really sure what to do here. So while I was thinking about this, I discovered my car was leaking coolant all over my garage floor. So I ordered a new one. Along it came, took out the box, lovely and shiny and new. Thought, right, okay, let's do this. Gathered some tools together, started trying to take the old one out. Stuff's in the way, had to get other stuff out. And I thought, I can't do this. Can't do it. I'm quite proud about these things. I really wanted to do it by myself. And then today, I thought, did I really agree to do this? Can I really do this? In John 15, verse 5, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But then I think the next bit of the story carries on in Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ is one with all the power. We are powerless. But when we recognize that and we rely on him, he will give us strength. So I've responded politely about my complaint. My car's now back on the road, although I've got no fingernails left. And here I am, and you can tell me what you think afterwards. Peter goes on to say in verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you in due time. So if we humble ourselves and think of God, we won't be proud. Because when we get proud, we tend to forget about God. We need to be children of God, and then he will promote us at the right time. He knows when we're ready. And then we'll be at peace, just being who God made us, right there where he meant for us to be. The next verse is one I love to hang on to. I think it's a favourite of many people. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, we've all tried it. We've all thought, I shouldn't worry about this. And yet we keep on worrying. I think it takes four things. First of all, getting to know God. In Matthew 6, verse 32, Jesus says, people who don't know God and the way he works fuss over things. If you don't have a relationship with God, you have every reason to worry. You've got to get to know God. As a believer, we have a Heavenly Father who has promised to take care of us. You're God's child and get special privileges. When you worry, God says, you're my child. Why are you acting like an orphan? I'll take care of you. Secondly, put God first in every area of your life. In Matthew, again, 6, verse 31, we're told, don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing. Your Heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them, and that he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to. Any time you take God out of the centre of your life and put anything else there, no matter how good it is, you're going to worry. Step three, live one day at a time. Again, in Matthew 6, we're told, so don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will have its own worries. Each day has enough trouble of its own. If you worry about tomorrow, how can you enjoy today? You miss all today's blessings. It's okay to plan for tomorrow, but you have to live for today. If you start worrying about tomorrow and the next day and the next week, the future becomes overwhelming. But God will give you the grace and the strength you need when you get there. Right now, we only need enough power for today. And lastly, trust God to care. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. How do we do that? One way is to memorize God's promises. Maybe write it on a postcard, stick it on your fridge, keep it by your bedside. When you know something's covered, you don't worry about it anymore. Or we can just pray about it. If we prayed as much as we worried, I think we'd have a lot less to worry about. So I think if we just take those four steps, we will find peace of mind. We can experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. I always keep a pen and paper by my bed or my phone where I can make notes. So if something's on my mind, I can write it down before I go to sleep. And as I write it down, I can send a quick prayer, and then it's sorted, really, ready for the next day. I don't have to then worry about the next day. And I know with this pandemic comes anxiety. But we're all here for each other. We have each other to rely on. We can pray about it and we can talk to each other about it. As I've said before, if you need to speak to someone, you don't have their number, please do get in contact with me because I can link people together. I know people are anxious about coming back to church. Talk to us about it. I know it's difficult. And all we can do really is to assure you that we'll be doing our bit by trying to keep everything clean and safe as possible. I'm just going to finish with some words from the second hymn we had this morning. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. And with love everlasting, you besiege me. In every moment of life or death, you are.